USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake. End quote. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Some critics are calling the idea of stacking the court a slippery slope that would hurt the nation as a whole. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation last week proposing an expansion of the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said that she has no intention of bringing the bill to the House floor. Some Republicans have criticized the move, accusing Democrats of politicizing the court. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tells Fox News that the bill would permanently destroy the independent judiciary.
We need an independent judiciary. The founding fathers said and set it up that way. They said why it was so important. You can't have politics governing this. Imagine the chaos that would ensue if these profound constitutional questions are change with every election cycle. That's what would happen. Each successive president would then add justices according to their own party, and it would go on ad infinitum. We cannot do this.
India's capital region of Delhi ordered a six-day lockdown on Monday as daily COVID-19 cases nationwide hit a new record high. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson canceled a planned trip to India next week due to the news. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Launching a helicopter is no big deal as the technology's been around for decades. Launching a helicopter on Mars is a whole different story. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars on Monday. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed extra tests on the helicopter. Should Monday's test be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has, that our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
Perseverance and Ingenuity landed together inside Mars' 28-mile-wide Jezero crater on February 18th. A majority of Americans want to end lifetime appointments for U.S. Supreme Court justices, according to a Reuters poll. Less than half are in favor of other efforts to reform the judiciary. The National Opinion Poll, conducted on Thursday and Friday, found that 63% of adults supported term limits or age limits for Supreme Court justices. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.